The message you're about to listen to is brought to you by Pastor Henry Onyedikachi.
If we don't preach the gospel, we cannot expel darkness from the hearts of men. Woe is me if I preach not the gospel. I have a commitment. Necessity is laid on me. I have an assignment to preach the gospel.
Stay blessed.
So why are you so shocked? The Lord said to me, and I've seen it in the Bible, but the Lord said to me, personally, I get the point. He said, once you talk, I'll bring it to pass. The Lord said to me, and so I don't second guess when I'm talking. It's going to come. Why am I saying all of this tonight? I don't know. But anything I said to you will happen, amen? Anything I say to you. Because tonight, many of you, things are going to be shifted. Totally in your life. Things are going to be shifted and readjusted. They're adjusted in your life. They're adjusted in your life, praise God. A lot of things. Praise God. A lot of things. Let me see. If you had a growth on your body or a rash, have you checked yourself? See if you check it out. You are feeling the itching and all that. Check out if it's still there. Praise God. If you've been healed, let me see your hands up. Okay. Yes. See, people have taken. I've seen one hand. Check it out very well. Check it out. You too. Yeah. What was that? A growth, a rash? A rash? It has cleared. You've checked it instantly right now. Okay. Well, what was that? A rash too, cleared by the power of God. Right. I'm doing this to show you that these things are not magic. It's the power of God. It's power in action. When I say it, it happens. You say, why are you talking like that? Well, I know. And you will leave this meeting knowing. Do you get it? But when you talk, it will happen. Praise God. Praise God. Why am I saying all of this again? Sit down. Just keep that mic on. You know this song that says, your name is powerful. Sit down. Than any force in the...
You are glorious and faithful in all your ways.
Your name is powerful.
Your name is powerful than any force in this world.
You are glorious
and faithful in all your ways.
Your name is powerful.
Than any force in this world.
You are glorious.
And faithful in all your ways.
Your name is powerful.
Than any force in this world.
You are glorious
and faithful in all your ways.
You know, in the spirit, I'm seeing something like H. And I asked the Lord, what's that? And I saw something like hopeless. A hopeless academic situation. You've seen your results. It's hopeless. You know you might not be graduating with your mates. It's a hopeless case. And the Lord said, I will fix it. Do you get the point? He said, I will fix it by myself. And if I just spoke to you this and I take it, he said, I will fix it. I will fix it. I've seen the Lord do this a couple of times. I don't even know how it's going to happen, but he said, I will fix it. He said it was your carelessness, but then I will fix it despite the carelessness. Praise God. I already know who I'm talking about. He said, I will fix it. He said, calm down, I'm going to fix it. So just take it. He said, I'm going to fix it. Praise God. I'm going to fix it. Hallelujah. Tonight, I'm going to just take very few minutes on stage tonight. Yeah, that's not a promise that another day will be short. But just for today, it's going to be short today. Amen. We came here to sing, praise God. Let me tell you what I want you to do for me. Keep an open heart. This place is set for miracles. Do you get the point? When I'm talking this way, this is my church. So I don't have to do anything to convince you people. Again, I'm just talking normal. I'm not here to shout or make you feel like today. No, when I go out, I do all of that. But this is you people. You don't know how powerful. You don't know how powerful. If you don't know, you better know. Nothing I say fails. Say this man, this guy can brag. Well, let me say this thing to you. I've taught you to own your calling, right? Well, is anything the Lord says to you, be bold to say it. See, if the Lord said, I've made you a king, be saying, I'm a king. The Lord said to me, anything you say will come to pass. I say it with boldness. It's not pride. I'm confident in what God said to me. Own whatever God has said to you. Own it. And it doesn't matter whether, I was talking to this evening. There's a time in your calling. This is not a minister's meeting. There's a time in your calling when no other person knows that you are anointed apart from you. There's a time in your calling where nobody knows that you are called apart from you. They don't even regard you. That's the time you must own your calling the best and say what God said of you. The Lord said, I'm giving you nations. Nobody is seeing you like that yet. So that's the time you have to say, well, I have nations. You get the point? I've been telling you guys, I'm a frontliner in what God is doing in Africa. Frontliner. And in the next couple of years, you'll see it. You see, this guy can brag. Well, you will see he's not bragging. When the Lord says it to me, I say it. What I've learned from my spiritual father, if the Lord says this to me in Igbo, I say it in Igbo. The way I hear it, the way I say it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Whatever God has said to you, some of you, the Lord, you've done a song, you're a musician. The Lord said, I'm taking your song far. Be saying it. Learn to tell people, you say this song, it will bless nations. Be saying it. Whatever God has said to you, own it. And when you now, because if you don't own it and believe it, others will not believe it. It's when you own it and believe it fully that you cannot begin to say it, and people now begin to believe it. I believe. So I tell you, anything I tell you will come to pass, will come to pass. I know the day the Lord said that to me. It was by impartation. But my spiritual father laid hands on me. It's everything I said from today, when you talk. So I know when I talk. Do you understand? Something must change. Something must change. Praise God. One of the things that will happen next year, for instance, is that you will notice in this church, many people from different fellowships on campuses will start trooping to this place. The Lord said to me too, you will see. You know, it's not because we want to be big. The Lord said that it's going to happen. Because we are going to train a lot of people and send them back to their fellowships. You get the point? There's a revival that's going to break out in Enugu through the universities. And it is a revival of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Next year. You will see, and it will come with controversies. You see that thing of grace, faith, law, grace, faith. It's coming next year because it's going to break forth. The world is going to grow. You get the point? So when the Lord says something to you, own it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. The Lord did not send me to pastor platform of grace Enugu. The Lord sent me to pastor Enugu as a city. He said, have you seen it? Watch. And I'm saying it not for anything. I'm telling it for you. I want you to think of what the Lord has said to you. Own it like that. And don't be ashamed to say it. I get what I'm talking about. What the Lord says to you, I've given you this. Own it. It's not pride. But humility is agreeing with what God said to you. You get the point? When a king comes out to his palace and begins to sweep, he's not humble. He doesn't know who he is. Take it from me. Just begins to sweep and wash plates and clean the house. He's not a humble person. He's not a humble person. He just doesn't know who he is. But there are servants to do that. He should know when the Lord says you are now a king and they put the crown on your head, start walking like one. You get the point? It's not pride. Start walking like one. Acting like one. Thinking like one. Hallelujah. There is an oil upon his head. Praise God. And on your head, 2020. Everything I'm saying of myself is about you too. You get the point? Something upon you. You must own your calling. And like that. Anyway, tonight, I'm teaching. Okay, preaching. Releasing your faith. Or let me say like Brother Hagin, turning your faith loose. I'm going to talk about faith tonight. You will see, some of you will see how things will readjust. Father, we acknowledge you tonight. And I ask that as I begin to teach that this place is open for miracles, signs, wonders. Thank you, Father, because the word makes impact in us. In Jesus' name. James chapter 1, verse 5. James chapter 1, verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given to him. Now watch this closely. He says, if you need wisdom, And so maybe, like I always say, we can put anything here. If you need money, if you need anything. What did he say? He said, ask of God that giveth liberally and he doesn't upbraid. He said, he shall be given him. Verse 6. He said, but let him ask in faith. He said, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Now verse 7 said, for let not that man think that he shall receive, and which man shall not receive anything of the Lord? The man that wavers. And so you find out that faith, listen to this, I'm going to start from the basics. Faith is how we receive what God has given. I wrote a book some time ago, Building Jesus. And I think the first part of that book, I was talking about the fact that, you see, we have the faith of God. And that faith does not make God do anything for us. And they took it to one bookshop. The bookshop, they looked at the book and turned it down. And said, return it. That guy said, we don't need faith. I said, that's not what I said. You get the point? Look at this verse. Verse 5 said, if you ask anything, what did he say will happen? Huh? It will be given. Did you see faith in verse 5? Look closely. Did you see faith? What is the condition for receiving him, for having whatever you ask in verse 5? Eh? Ask. Ask. So once you ask, God gives to you. Whether you have faith or not. Listen to this carefully. Whether you have faith or not, once you ask, God gives to you. He said, if any of you, like let him just ask. Matthew 7 verse 7 said, ask, you shall be given. You will not see faith. Seek, you shall find. Knock, door shall be opened. You don't need faith. You don't need faith to make God give you anything. You don't. You don't need faith. Okay? God, look at verse 5. James 1 verse 5. He said, if you ask, God gives. God has a nature. The nature of God is that God is a giver. Look at Amplified. This is my assignment today, but I just want to show you. I've taught from this scripture a couple of times. He says, let's read from the screen. Can you see the screen? Okay, let's read. 1, 2, 3, go. If any of you, come on, keep quiet. You must learn to talk in this meeting. Let's go. 1, 2, 3, go. If any of you is deficient in wisdom, let him ask of who? Stop there. Ask of who? So he gives God a title. He says God is a giver. And so the character of God is that God gives. So whenever you come to pray, who are you coming to meet? The giving God. And so once you ask, God gives to you. That's what the point I want to drive home tonight. You will not see faith mentioned here. He goes further to explain how God is. Who gives to everyone? How? What does it mean to be liberal? To be liberal. Do you understand? Who gives to every man liberally? And what do you see? Ungrudgingly. So God doesn't hold grudge. That tells you that when you pray, God cannot, because of your sin, refuse to answer your prayer. If he does that, he's keeping grudges. He's holding grudges. Do you get the point? God doesn't hold grudges. Now, after praying, we just say, we cover this prayer with the blood of Jesus. Respond. And then we'll say, any sin that will make this prayer not to be answered, let God forgive. Praise God. Well, let me say this to you. If sin will stop answer to your prayer, asking for forgiveness is prayer too. You won't get the answer. Okay, it just entered, right? You just understood it. Asking for forgiveness, you are praying too in asking for forgiveness. So you won't still get the answer to the prayer. So forget about the prayer. You don't have hope. Hallelujah. So he says, God gives ungrudgingly. Now look at this. He says, without reproaching or fault finding. So when you ask God, God doesn't find fault. He doesn't find fault. So God doesn't look at fault when you are praying. Is that very clear? Now, that's why I say that your faith will not stop God from answering you. Because if God says, you don't have faith, I will not answer you. He has found fault. What's the fault? Faithlessness. Do you understand what I'm saying? And so in prayer, you need to realize what faith does. So faith is not towards God. Faith does not affect God. You get the point? God is a giver. He said, well, just ask. He said, you have not because you have not asked. And so, but then look at what faith will do. In verse 6, he said, well, let him ask. Notice before he began to speak in verse 6, verse 5 already told us that when he asks, what will happen? He shall be given him. That is underlined, settled.
Once you ask, God gives. And I'm saying, let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. He said, for you that wavereth is like a wave of the sea. Verse 7 now said, he said, let not that man think he shall what? So he said, he shall not receive anything of the Lord. Verse 5 said, the Lord will give him. Verse 7 said, if you don't have faith, he will not receive anything of the Lord. So the role of faith is not to make God to give. Faith plays a role in helping man receive. Do you get the point? And so your faithlessness is not going to affect God. It's you it's affecting. In the realm of the spirit, when you ask, Father, I receive the money. I pray for money. Money is given immediately. Whether you are going to receive the money in the physical or not, you see, the spiritual world is very real. You know, I was sharing with some of people before I just came out now. Let me check. Thank God. I was sharing with some of people I just came out now. How sometimes I will get on stage to preach and the power of God will come strongly on me and my wristwatch will stop working. But I'm not telling you what happens in the spirit. I thought it was just me it's happening to until I read it in a book. And I had a man of God, I had three men of God say it. At the last meeting I went to, the guy went just in my spiritual father's church, just wanted to start ministering. He said, well, let me remove my watch. Sometimes power of God comes on me and my watch stops working. I don't know why it happens. I'm just like, why did I tell you that? The spiritual world is very real. Do you know that? I said, okay, don't worry, next year we're going to talk about faith a lot. Or our robots, we'll be planning for a meeting. Kinescope plan was, or our robots, pilots, for a very long time. He said the man will be planning for a meeting. And you keep taking in the word, faith confession, if you plan for a miracle meeting, for a very long time. I'm praying in tongues. To the point that he will, I'm not telling you tales by moonlight, he will board the plane, he said on the plane, he said he will hear his bones cracking because of the power of God. He will, not in the spirit, he will hear movements in his bones because of the anointing of God inside his life. You get the point? That he has steered up by staying on the word and prayer. He said it happens almost every day that are going for meetings. You won't even miss, you will just be hearing his bones moving. He said, well, does that happen? I'm telling you, the spiritual world is very real. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You get the point? I've heard the man of God say, well, that his own power of God went through his hand. The word shattered. Straight on the spot. He said, why do all those things happen? I don't know. I'm just going to tell you that the spiritual world is real. Very real. That's why when we pray, you must realize that it's as real and more real than this world. So when you make prayer, it is given in the spiritual realm. It's given. Now, whether you're going to see it physically will now be by your faith. So you see, the role of faith will not be to make God give. And once you ask, the thing is given. In the spirit realm, which is as real as this realm. Who has ever had a vision here? Okay, not a vision. Who has ever had a trance? I mean, a vision where you are involved in it, in the spirit. Has ever happened to you? How? Is it not so real? So you ask for a car. The car is given at the instant. Matthew 7 verse 7, verse 8. He said, for everyone that asketh, I like it. Receive every man. Once you open your mouth to ask, he's given. Do you understand what I'm saying? Are you part of everyone? So you see what faith will do. Faith will now play a role in helping you get what God has given. So faith is an important thing. It will play a role in helping you get what God has given. That's why for the man of faith, nothing is impossible. You know, there are two people that with which nothing is impossible. One is God. Two is the man that believes him. With these two people, nothing is impossible. Should I say it again? First man, God. Look at Matthew 17 verse 20. The second man, the man that believes in that God. Look at what he says. Matthew 17 verse 20. He said, and Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. Because they asked him, why couldn't we cast out this devil? He said, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith, as what? As what? As a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove your hands to yonder place, and it shall remove. And nothing shall be impossible. I like the word of God. I was meditating over this today. Like nothing. So when the Bible says nothing, let's think about nothing. Don't just look at me, think about it. The Bible said nothing shall be impossible to you. You might need to stay on that for 2 weeks in your mind. Like, nothing shall be. He said, with faith, nothing shall be impossible to you. I was going over it today in my head. Like nothing. So anything I want, I get. I was going over it. That's the man of faith. You know, when you become a man of faith, you are ready to receive everything that God has given. And nothing shall be impossible. Nothing shall be impossible. Nothing shall be impossible. Nothing shall be impossible. And I'm saying, nothing shall be impossible. And I know it like I know my name. You see, let me say this to you. When people are forming atheism, I don't believe in God, it doesn't exist. I've seen too many miracles to doubt God. You know what I'm saying? I mean, even apart from Bible, I've seen too many things in this my life to doubt God. How you put your hand on a deaf ear and just it opens. Which God is? Who does that? The God that does not exist. See, I've seen too much. If I am brainwashed, I love this brainwashing. I don't know who I'm saying this for. If I'm brainwashed that is God, that I'm brainwashing that is God, I like the fact that I'm brainwashed. You see, everybody's brainwashed to believe one thing or the other. Don't you think so? Yeah. Everybody has a bias. Everybody's brainwashed. Everybody's foolish. A kind of foolishness. So, this is my type of foolishness. I believe there is God. I believe that with Him, nothing is impossible. What I don't have is what I have not. I don't want. Did you hear that? What I don't have is what I don't want. If I want it, I'm going to insist on it and I'm going to get it. Why? Because nothing shall be possible unto you, me. Nothing. And that's what faith does. You know, look at this verse. How much faith do you need to move a mountain? How much faith? Huh? Grain of mustard seed. Is your faith up to a mustard seed? Huh? Let's special it. Have you ever moved a mountain before? Is your faith up to a mustard seed? Huh? Is your faith up to a mustard seed? Jesus, Paul said in Galatians 2 verse 16, he said, yet we know, put it up, that a man is made right with God or is justified. He said, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by what? By what? Faith what? Is it faith in Jesus? Faith. So who has the faith? Jesus. So what faith do we have? Jesus is faith. So what you have is the faith of God. So he's talking about faith as mustard seed. I get that point. Look at verse 20. Galatians 2 verse 20. He says, the life I now live. He said, I'm crucified with Christ. I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by what? The faith of. So the faith Paul has is Jesus' own faith. Some of you don't get this. You know, people read Hebrews chapter 12. Verse 2. He said, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Now, if you have your King James Bible, you find out that the word, the are there, is italicized. Notice it's even in parentheses here. Can you see? It's italicized. What does that mean? When you see an italicized word, what does it mean? Eh? Eh? It's not in the original document. It was put there by translators, harmlessly, bro. But as long as you call it Sam. So if we remove it, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of faith. What does it mean to author something? To start it. The source. So Jesus is the source of faith. Are you getting me? So when they say, so what faith do you have? The very faith of Jesus. So I have faith. Like a mustard seed. How much faith do you have? The faith of Jesus. The faith of God. The faith of God. And so if Jesus, look at the point I'm trying to make. If Jesus said that the man that has faith, nothing is impossible for him. And I have the faith of God. What does that mean? It means nothing is impossible to me. Are you following me tonight? Nothing. And I don't know how you take the word of God. We see, I take it so literally. When the Bible says nothing, nothing. Let me tell you something. I believe that this pulpit can hang, fly over this place, and come back here if I want it to. Because have you ever seen it? No. Why do you believe it will happen? The Bible said nothing can be impossible to me. It has not happened because I don't need it to happen now. There is no point. The power of God is not for show. But if there is a situation that arises, Jesus did not walk on water to show. And he can walk on water. Do you understand the point? That's why when that prophet said he wanted to go and walk on River Niger, I said, get there. We'll bury you the next day. The power of God is not for show. But I tell you what, if a situation arises that I have to walk on water, I will step on it and walk. See, let me tell you. You say, well, how are you so sure? The Bible said nothing shall be impossible to me. I'm coming to confession shortly. Nothing. 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 People have driven their vehicle. No, I've told you a story like this. But let me tell you another story ahead. They were driving on a very lonely path and the fuel was going down. The fuel was going down. They were seeing the fuel gauge. It was just going down. There were two men of God. The other one was saying, this fuel is about to finish. He said, brother, believe. It's carried us. Long story cut short, when the thing kept happening, we had to get a handkerchief and covered that fuel. You get what I'm saying? So they will not see it. They drove as far as they wanted. They brought them back. Now, Master Jehovah, I heard that story years ago when he didn't even have a lot of money. But there was one car they were driving. And then on the way, the fuel, but not even on the way, when they were about to leave Lagos, they knew the fuel would not carry them and they didn't have a dime on them. So the brother with him said, so what are we going to do? He said, well, it's not today we started saying I can never be stranded. So they got on the road. The fuel kept going down. The brother kept saying, sir, why don't you think of what you are going to do? He said, well, I can never be stranded. You want to hear the testimony? You want to hear that they reached the supernaturally? They did not. They kept driving and driving. They kept confessing and confessing. And then finally the fuel finished. And they cleared. And he still said, I can never be stranded. He said, immediately he said that. And they looked up. A car just pulled over before them. A big tanker. A very big tanker carrying fuel. And he said, the Lord said to him, that is it. And they went to those people and said, see, we need to get to where we are going to. We don't have fuel. People said, well, that's no problem. Brought the first, you know, this paint bucket, dipped it into the tank, pulled out fuel, brought another one, dipped it, pulled out first. But do you want more? They filled the tank. He said, well, why I told these two stories is tell you, when we are talking about faith, I don't know how it's going to happen. And it's not for me to determine for God how it will happen. All I know is that somehow, I get what I'm talking about. Nothing can be impossible to me. I'm a man of faith. I have the faith of God. Praise God. I'm a man of faith. I have the faith of God. All that is possible unto me. So I want to show you tonight. But you see, let me say something. Why am I teaching this night? It's because a faith you have not released is useless. Let me. I wrote something here. I said, having power does not immune you from sicknesses. It is using power that does. Should I say it again? Having power does not immune you from tough things, from bad things happening to you. It is using the power. So having faith does not keep you safe. It is using faith. Because every believer has faith. You need to release the faith to put it to work. And if you ask me how to release faith, I'll give you a very simple answer. In Mark 11 verse 23. So I'm going to share with you how you can use the faith. How you can release that faith. How you can engage the faith. How you can put the faith to work. How you can turn it loose. Why are we saying turn it loose? Because it's inside of you. Say, I have faith. except you're not born again. Are you born again? Are you sure? Say, I have faith. I have faith. I don't need faith. Say it again. If you don't believe it, just say it. You really don't need faith. You have all the faith you need. But you must release the faith. Mark 11 verse 23. Look at what it says. It says, verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall what? Believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have what? What will he have? Whatsoever he said. So what are you going to have? Eh? What you say. What will you have? What you want or what you say? What you say. And so how do you turn your faith loose? By saying something. It's as simple as that. The same old truth. By confession, you release your faith to get whatever. That's why let me say this to you. You know, I learned something recently. You see, Satan is not a gentleman. You know, I've told you something about God. I'm going to challenge you to be talking. Amen? God does not impose himself on people. Remember, I've said that a couple of times. God never think of salvation. God will not force anybody to be saved. He will preach salvation to you, convince you. But if you don't want it, God is not going to say, whether you like it or not, my spirit will possess you. God is never going to do that. But that is the exact contrast of who Satan is. Once you are neutral, Satan will come and impose himself on you. That's why some people say things like, I'm not going to say the right things. I'm not going to say the wrong things. I will just be here. Once you're not saying anything at all, Satan will just come and rot and work miracles in your life. Amen. Keeping short is a crime to your spiritual life. Did I say spiritual life? Keeping short is a crime to your life generally. Being quiet is a crime. Let me say this to you. Wherever I am today, I use my mouth to bring myself here. You know, I said something to you yesterday in church. Nobody wakes up one day to find out that things have changed for him. It's a lie. You work things out and you watch it change. I don't get the point. So, you must learn to talk. It's by talking that you turn your faith loose. Never be neutral. Never be passive. I've told you, passivity is something you must never do to Satan. Be talking. When you learn to use, Bible said you shall have whatsoever you say. So it's not what you think that you're going to have. It's not what you wish. It's not what you just desire. You will have what you desire if you can say what you desire. Are you what I'm talking about? If you can say what you desire. So there is so much faith in you. How do you unlock it? Just start talking. Once you start talking, you release. For instance, tonight, there are a lot of people here that are sick, that have issues. I'm going to release the faith of God. How will I do that? I'm not just going to stay here and say in my mind, well, I just wish you're going to heal all these people. Nobody's going to get healed. They're going to leave this place sick. But I release that faith when I open my mouth and say, well, sickness be gone. Because it's by talking that you set your faith loose. I'll show you a powerful scripture. In 1 Samuel 17, look at that. 1 Samuel 17 verse 40. I like also to look at the screen. He said, and are you there? Are you looking at your screen? Okay. And he took his staff in his hand and chose him 5 smooth stones. Who is this about? Who is this about? David. Okay. And put them in a shepherd's bag which he had, even in his crib. And his sling was in his hand. And he drew near to the Philistine. And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David. And the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, I'm going to show you, when I touch on the raging warfare, you know, I use the scripture. Look at what Satan does. What was the first thing Goliath did when he saw David? What was the first thing he did when he saw him? How did he do that? He started talking. He disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy and of a fair countenance. Look at verse 43. Look at how they do that. He says, and Satan said unto David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by. So immediately he saw David, he started talking. He said, am I a dog? See this small boy, you. It's me, I come with catapults to meet. He began to curse him by his gods. And as our life is, life always harasses you. But listen to how you win. You think David won because he just fling catapult and hit him? Try it. Even Goliath knew that there was more to this battle. So what did he do? He cursed him by his gods. So let me put it in very simple English. He began to invoke his gods against him. Instead of doing incantation. Look at the point. At least when you see a small boy coming to you with catapult to fight you, yourself. I mean, when the whole Israel gather and release a small boy to represent them, and he's coming with catapult. No, you will know that this is not another battle. No, the people started saying that if you wake up in the morning and fowl starts pushing you, start running. Because you don't know whether it's gritty overnight. This guy has been making noise for days. Who can challenge me? Who can challenge me? And finally, Israel wakes up with someone and sends a small boy. 17 years. That's how old David was. Who is 17 years here? Who? You. Praise God. Let's just add three in place of one. Praise God. Well, 17 years, God's there. And he began to invoke his gods. You can imagine, immediately the battle started, Goliath started doing, making incantation, calling Amadiola. Calling anything he can call. Because he knew. Look at that. But look at what David did. Verse 44. And the Philistine said to David, come to me. So he first of all disdained him. Am I a dog? Now invoked his gods with his words. And now began to talk to him. To weaken him. Come to me and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air. And to the beasts of the field. As I sit down and talks. Some of us have started saying, who sent me on this particular battle? Hallelujah. Then said David. So David said to, learn to talk. That's not to release your faith for the impossible. And said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a shield. But I come to thee with catapult. Is that what he said? Huh? What did he say? In the name of the Lord of hosts. So David knew that it wasn't the catapult that would win the battle. Are you following me tonight? So I come to you in the name of the Lord, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. As far as he is. He says, this day. You see, let me tell you, Satan is a fearful man. Learn to harass him a little. Even fear is a fearful spirit. You see, fear. Do you know what I said? Fear is a fearful spirit. Try it. Any day you are afraid, just shout at fear. It runs. Praise God. Now, my spiritual father, you know, I used to tell you guys this story of when he was on an airplane. Remember that story? An airplane was about to crash. Do you remember the story? He said that was the most turbulent flight I've ever entered. The plane would go like this. He said he was just holding himself. With the guy that was sitting beside him, the guy sitting beside him held him so tight. I'm going somewhere with this story. Held him so tight. So the plane was going. Finally, they landed. They said when the plane landed, they came out. They didn't talk to themselves for 10 minutes. They just came out, standing. After some time, he looked at the guy and said, why are you holding me like that? And the guy said, Pastor, I've heard you times that number. Say that if an airplane is about to crash, 1 minute when it's going to crash, you will disappear. So I held you so tight. Now, so that if you disappear, I will join you. Now, that was funny. But then, he said the next time he was on another plane, he was to board a plane to Ethiopia. Satan is crazy. You see, if you don't learn to stand against fear and against Satan, he always mentioned, he said, they were at the airport. Then he sat down waiting for the plane to arrive or to start boarding, rather. He said, the whole feeling, that whole picture began to play in his head. He said, fear from nowhere overtook him. He conquered that day, right? That's why when you have experiences, deal with it thoroughly with the word of God. I don't get the point. I'll come back to this story. Another man of God said, they were in a situation, him with his wife. All these Fulani head, Boko Haram, came. They came to and grabbed them and was putting them into the car and all that. And he was just muttering in tongues. And suddenly, the power of God walked and they just looked at them and released them and said, go. And wow, that was a testimony, right? Good one. He said, but they went to, say, 3 days later, he was just lying down with his wife and just wanted to touch the woman, like, adjust. Then he placed hand on the woman. The way she shouted and shook and got up. You know what was happening? The images of that day. He told the woman, get up. Get up fully. We're going to deal with this. And they were talking from that night to the morning. It is by talking that you release your faith. So, Reverend said that night, or that day, he said, fear everywhere was on him. The whole experience, as the plane was moving, everything was not playing in his head. He said he was not even as scared. He was not as scared that day as he was on the new day when the thing came. He just told some people by his side and said, please look after my luggage for me. I'm coming. And he went into the restroom and shut the door and started shouting. He has given his angels charge over me. They watch over me. And he said he did that for 15 minutes. He was pacing around. He said he was sure people in the other place were shouting, what's wrong? Who is this madman? It's not English now. It's not tongues. In English, nothing can go wrong with me. There is no room for fear here. For God has not given me the spirit of fear. Therefore, there is no fear in me. I have a sound mind. I am bold. Nothing can go wrong. He said he was doing that. He said he was not ready to stop until the thing lifts. I said, fear is a fearful spirit. He said he kept talking until he felt the thing just lifted. But there were still particles of it there. But then he had to go so that he would not miss his flight. So after 15 minutes, he opened the door and came out. But was still talking. Went back to his seat, was still talking. So by the time the flight started boarding, he entered the flight. No fear. And that's the end. So devil always talked to him. So they began to talk to David. He said, I'm going to tell you. But David said, this day will the Lord deliver you into my hand. Help me talk to your challenges like that. Amen. So you see, Satan, this day, and I will smite thee and take thy head from thee. Who was talking? A man with catapults, we said he will cut off the head of a man with spear. What are you going to use to cut it off? Praise God. But that's the power. That's the thing about releasing your faith. Start talking. You want to see the impossible? Talk a lot. He said, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the powers of the earth and to the wild beasts of the field, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. When you hear a young boy of 17 years talking this way, you self will be afraid. And of course, immediately finished saying that, in verse 7, and all this assembly shall know, he kept talking, that the Lord saved not with sword and spear. For the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. That's how we talk to Satan. If Goliath had finished talking and David started saying, I said, ha, hey, this one, this guy is challenging me like this. Or saying his heart, let's start the fight. Now, I think it's by talking. After talking, let's just do the fight. He will die. You talk back. So, in verse 48, immediately after he said that, and it came to pass, when the Philistine arose and came down, and drew nigh to meet David, that David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. You know, that's one thing about faith. When you talk too much, what enters? Boldness. You know, Goliath was just trying to stand up to start a battle. David was running towards him. Where is that coming from? Normally, he should have been, let's just wait till the battle starts. He was one running towards him. So I can imagine Goliath saying, what is happening? Get the point. Normally, he should have just relaxed. Let's now do war starts. He said, war start. He said, Are you ready? Beam, beam. Let's start. Oh, the guy was the one running towards him. That's what faith has a way it puts boldness inside of you. See, the righteous is as bold as lion. I'm going to challenge you to begin to release your faith. The next time your fear comes upon you about your academics, it's time to begin to release your faith. Hallelujah. I'm an excellent student. I cannot fail. I cannot fail. The wisdom of God is working in me. And so I am smart. I know more than my teachers. That's what the Bible says. I shall be the head, I'm not the tail. I'm blessed of God. I cannot fail. The seed that is at work in me does not know failure. It has never failed. It will not fail today. I get the point. The next time Satan harasses your finance, harass him back. I can never be broke in my life. I will never be broke in my life. I lack no good thing. I have what I want when I want them. The works of my hands are sufficient unto me. Hey, verse 49. Verse 49. Come on, just the next verse. And when you begin to do that, what's going to happen is you begin to walk in boldness. More boldness. He said, and David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone and slung it and smote the Philistine in his forehead, and the stone sunk into his forehead. You know, let me ask you a question. Have they ever stoned you before? I mean, when you were small. I mean, when I throw you mango and you now keep your head. Did it happen to you? If it didn't happen to you, you missed a lot of your childhood. They should stone you a couple of times. Maybe you grew up in a place where you didn't have to stone mango. You just had to stay and say, Dad, I want mango. They go pluck it. No, I didn't grow up like that. But have they ever stoned you and the stone sank into your head? Eh? You see, this wasn't the battle. He said, the battle is the Lord's. And I sense to say to someone, the battle is the Lord's. I said that you are passing through. The battle is the Lord's. It's the Lord. God, he said, I will fight for you. He said, you will hold your peace. The battle is the Lord. I don't know who this is for. He said, what you are passing through? The battle. He said, you've deployed all the strategies you know. He said, calm down. Let me start. And when the Lord starts and you begin to act by faith, he leads you through foolish means. Walk around Jericho and shout 7 times. Who does that? Praise God. Foolish things. Foolish things. Walk around Jericho and shout 7 times. He told, was it Gideon? He said, bring container and bring torch. Just when it comes, break it and shout the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. What's that? Hallelujah. I heard the Lord say, he said, the battle is mine. He said, let me fight it. I'm trying to pick what this is. Let me fight it. You have men that have risen against you in your environment, and they're just coming against you for no just cause. Says the Spirit of the Lord, stop fighting. Let me fight. Let me do this for you. Let me fix this for you, says the Lord. So just step aside and begin to talk. The Lord fixes my issues. He steps in when I need him. I can never be stranded. He has never left anyone. He's not going to leave me. So he's going to do this for me. For the battle is the Lord's. Hallelujah. And he's going to fight for me. And I will just hold my peace. Begin to talk. And so, the stone sank into his head. Guess what? How David got up Goliath's head. Guess? Huh? With Goliath's sword. Goliath's own sword, he collected and cut off his head. Hallelujah. That's the diary of a man of faith. He knows how to talk. And so I'm going to charge you this evening. If you want to see things happen in your life, learn to start talking. Well, have you not taught us this before? I'll teach it again. Learn to start talking. Never be neutral or passive. Neutrality gives room to Satan. When you're being neutral, you're not seeing anything. You're just sitting and watching things happen. You know, I said something yesterday. Can you remember that statement? Don't let things happen to you. Make things happen for you. Let me say it again. Don't let things happen to you. What do you do? Make it happen for you. How do you do that? Start saying some things. That's one way. Start saying something. And one of the things that will help you see a lot of results in the coming year is that you learn to say a lot of things ahead of time. I get him. Tonight you are going to see miracles by the spoken word. But apart from this night, I want you to go back and learn to talk. Good things happen to me. I said, good things happen to me. No man turns me down. You cannot turn me down. I am marked with favor. What I want, I get when I need it. God always shows up for me. And he's never late. I just felt to tell that something. See, God is never late. He has never been late. He just comes at the right time. He came into a burial ceremony 4 days after the burial, but he was not late. He cannot be late. No matter how far it has gone, you know, the normal thing, Lazarus was sick. They called Jesus, he didn't come. He came 4 days after he had died. What we have said, Jesus, you see what Martha said? If you were here, my brother. So in other words, Jesus, I'm happy you came, but you came late. Jesus said, if you believe. See, let me say to you, with the man that believes, there is no lateness. When you come is when the thing will start. Are you what I'm talking about? Because you will use your tongue to condition the thing. God is never late. And so you begin to talk. You begin to talk. So speak the word. Let me share some things with you before we pray. You see, the spoken word brought this whole world into being. Why do you think the sky has not collapsed? God said the sky should be there. He said, Genesis 1, check it out. He said, so any day God begins to have doubts, the sky will collapse. Did you hear what I said? Why does if God begins to have doubts, this sky will collapse. The sky is hanging up there. God said it should be there. I don't even get the point. And so, by the spoken word, the world came into being. So, by the spoken word, Jesus calmed the sea. The storm. He was just sleeping right there. What makes a man sleep in the storm? He knows that when he talks, something must happen. So, he came out and just said something. He said, peace be still. And he became still. How? He spoke. You have some words tonight, amen? Do you have some words? I'm going to say them. So, he spoke. He said, in the name, he said, peace be still. The thing calmed down. Why did it calm down? He said, when he got to the tomb of Lazarus, he said, Lazarus, comfort. Everything happened, and I always jokingly say to you guys that thank God he called Lazarus to come out. Thank God he was specific with what he said. If he had just gone to that tomb and said, comfort, every dead person will rise. So he was specific to say, Lazarus, it's you that I want. That is how much power the word of God has. And when you learn to talk like that, you make this up. These are not just talk. I'm telling you where I am today. I spoke myself to this point. You know, I said this last year beginning. And let me say it again. You know, beginning of this year, many of us know about faith. Remember I said this? But we've not started living by faith. That's one of the greatest lessons I've learned in recent time. Many of us know this as I'm saying. We are not living by it. You know, our confession is powerful when you talk, but you've not started living by it. You still let things happen. Let's try something. If there is something that you're looking forward to, make a constant practice to start talking, praying about it, and speaking the words God will give you over that thing for the next 2 to 3 weeks. You will have exactly. You will write the script. It will come out like that. That's how it will. I'm telling you plainly. You will write it. It will come out like that. Come out like that. Praise God. I always use this church as an example, this particular center as an example. When the Lord spoke to me in January and told me, see what is going to happen this year. You guys are going to move. You guys are going to get a bigger space. This, that are going to happen. And so I kept saying it from that day the Lord said. I remember every time in church, I keep saying it. Remember, we will leave this place to a bigger place, to a better place. And you see, that's why I said God is never late. He's never wrong. We kept saying it until lockdown now happened. And when lockdown happened, we didn't have up to 20,000 in the account. It was that bad then. Things were that bad. And I was saying, and then I wanted to say, well, in my mind, I didn't tell you guys, that maybe next year we're going to relocate. And the Lord said to me, I told that recently. See, it took God just 7 days, 6 days rather, to create everything you are seeing today. Everything you are seeing. That was the day the Lord told me that. He said, it took me 6 days to create everything you are seeing. And you think 1 month is too small for me to provide how much? You know what I'm saying? In 6 days. So when the Lord said that to me, I held back my confession. I said, we will still move. And that was the day. It was after the Lord said that to me that I came up. If you remember somebody that was following service online then. I came up and said, as we are coming back from lockdown, we are going into the building. Remember that? Then we didn't have the money then. I get the point. We didn't have it. But you, I cannot say it and not have it. You know, when I said that, look at what happened. Every force in heaven and on earth, everything on earth, the sun, everything began to work together to make sure that my word does not fail. Everything on earth. Everything on earth. Even Satan. Everything. Because what I said must happen. That's the man of faith. Learn to talk. What do you want to see this December? What do you want to see in the coming year? Put it in your lips. From the place of prayer. I'm beginning to say it. Hallelujah. 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 I'm going to laugh a lot in the coming year. Because good things are going to happen unto me. And nothing will ever go wrong with me. Hallelujah. I'm going to laugh a lot. So much rejoicing. I will dance. I will shout. For I know. For a few minutes. To when things are going to go wrong. Something will just happen. Something will just happen. Because God is never late. He's 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 never late. And what he told you he will do in the month of March. Oh, he said he would do it in 2020, and you've given up yet. It took him only 6 days to create the whole world. Everything you are seeing now, 6 days. I tell you, between now and 31st of December, is still too short. God can give you anything when he wants to, how you want it. Just keep talking. Keep talking. Keep talking. Keep talking. Hallelujah. Keep talking. Keep talking. Keep talking. And I hear some kind of strange stories that challenged us when we were growing up in our faith work. Keep talking. I've told you this story before in this church. A widow. But she was a believer. They were starving in their home. I'm not telling you this by moonlight. They were starving, but she needed to eat for days. So she learned the word of God, began to fast, began to pray, began to speak words. Father provides for us. And after speaking, and she had this conviction in her heart that they should just go to the supermarket. And she told the children, pack up, get your stuffs, let's go buy some stuffs. They were like, oh, mommy, thank God, children. They go to the supermarket. He said, pick anything. Faith in itself is crazy. Let me tell you, if you are going to flow in the power of God, you must stop being rational. Think what I said. Stop thinking. That's what I mean. You know, if it's too much thinking, that's your problem. Say, hey, if they're not finished picking that thing. Nobody has ever been stranded walking by faith. Nobody. If they finish picking it and nothing happens, what's the worst that will happen? They will drop it and go. Nobody died. So she act on the faith. I don't know what I'm talking about at all. You should try to take some crazy steps. So she went there. But that did not just come by saying, let me go and pick something. Don't try it. That's why I told you, when so much prayer and confession has gone ahead, boldness is what follows. So she came to me and said, and the kids, trust, when you tell kids to pick anything, praise God. And she was careful. He said, some things they will pick, she'll be tempted to tell them, will you drop that? But God says, hold your peace. Let them pick anything. They picked everything. Trust kids, bicycle, toy car, tissue, biscuit, everything. See that thing we see, that film we are watching. Everything. And they picked and picked and picked. What happened? He said at the time they were done picking. But she was still waiting for the miracle to happen. So she was still picking, wasting time, saying, Lord, are you going to leave us here stranded? They kept picking and keep. She was confessing, muttering to herself, God will come through for us. God will come through for us. At a time, the phone of the receptionist rang. He was the owner of the supermarket. He said, today is my birthday. He said, anybody in the supermarket, everything the person has picked now, the person has it for free. And the lady announced, everything you've picked now is for free. She told her children, all right, let's go. God has paid the bills. God pays people's bills. I felt to say that God pays people's bills. God pays school fees for people. You didn't hear that. God pays school fees. I felt to say it to you. God pays people's bills. And if your heart has not started believing stories like this, you're not ready for us in 2021. Because we're going to do amazing things. Amazing things. I've shared this story with you before. Reverend George. You know Reverend George? Reverend George is my spiritual father's spiritual father, yeah. When they wanted to go on TV, they were getting set to go on TV, but they didn't have any money. But he had prayed that the Lord had said, now is the time to go on TV. Hey, I thought when God says something to you, just say it. And they prayed after talking. I shared of one woman in Lagos then who had all the TV equipments and all that, and all the camera and what have you that they need for that stuff. And they went, he went to meet her and told the woman, look at what you want. The woman said, well, how much do you have? And she told the woman, he just laughed, told the woman, just tell us the price. The woman said, say anything. Say anything. The man laughed and said, you said anything. Say, yeah, just say anything. He said, did you say anything? He said, yeah, I'm sure, just say anything. And the man laughed and said, well, what if you give us for free? And the woman started laughing. He said, immediately he started laughing, he said he felt the move. He too started laughing, but this time in the Holy Ghost. He said, as I started laughing, the joy in me jumped on her, and we both started laughing. He said, they laughed a very long time. After laughing, he said, these church people, take. And that was it. Free. God pays people's bills. And I'm telling you, God pays people. And I see some people here, by your faith, you will own things next year that you did not pay for. Why? Because God will pay it for you. I'm not here to entertain you. You need to start stretching for these things. God pays people's school fees. I keep hearing that. Say, how am I going to go to school now? Nobody's going to pay my fees. How much is your school fees? Now, when I hear some people complain about some things, if I know the kind of miracles God has worked on me, when I hear you talking about your own, I'm surprised. Say, how much school fees? 42,000. Imagine. The kind of things God has delivered by the supernatural are way bigger than what you've ever thought. Way bigger. Praise God. Way bigger. Way bigger. Way bigger. That's, so this one is, I don't want to share here because they're too personal for some people. And I'll share this story in Noble. You know, one of us here, she's even here right now. Remember there was one Sunday after service, when I finished preaching, I said, pray for anything. You remember? Ask for anything. And she asked very crazily. The lady told me, sorry, I didn't react. I just laughed. Because she asked that she wanted her dad to be promoted. And she prayed that prayer. You know why it was amazing? Because where the dad was working, they were on lockdown. They are on lockdown. So there's no way somebody can be promoted. Because, you know, within that period. But she prayed. And I gave deadline for that prayer. Remember? I said in 1 week time it shall be done. Within that period, the person that was occupying one position, the second in command in the office, just got angry with the management and resigned. And they picked the man and put him there. See, the way God does his things, he's just God. So what do you do? Just talk. Forget that's going to happen. Talk. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you a chance to talk tonight. Amen. Let me say three things to you and we're going to pray. When you learn to talk, thank you, Jesus. You see, words are powerful. Do you know that you create your future with your words? I say your future. Your future. We can create to, and I'm just, if like, let's try this. Write out a particular confession of how you want the future to be. Keep saying it every day for like 1 year, 2 years. You will wake up one day to find out that everything you said is exactly how it is. That's why confession of faith is not what you say once in a while. Keep saying it. And I'll tell you why. There are three things actually, four, so let me just mention three. That confession, when you start talking, it affects. The first thing confession affects is you. That's why when you start confessing, the first thing the confession will affect is you and not the situation. That's why there is a good place to start your confession. Have you ever been saying some things and you don't believe them? Huh? You are saying things like, God provides for me, but in your heart, you don't believe it. That is not the time to stop talking. That is the time to change the audience of the confession to yourself. Remember I told you this? The raging warfare. I call it meditational speaking. You begin to speak to yourself. Oh God. Psalm 42 verse 11. This time, that, because first of all, your heart has to believe it before it happens. So how do you do? Start talking to yourself. He says, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Who was he talking to? His soul. So when you are depressed, this is how to talk. Why are you depressed, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God. Who was he telling? He thinks it's you. His soul. Let me talk to yourself. Say, hope in God. Oh, come on. Talk to yourself. Say, hope in God. Call yourself by name. Shout at yourself. Sometimes you need to rebuke yourself. Harry, hope in God. Rebuke yourself. Why are you coming? So this is a rebuke. A man was rebuking himself. Why are you even cast down? Thank God for the mirror. Thank God for the mirror. It can serve these days. Put it before you. Why are you cast down? Hey, see, come on. You must have your faith room. A room where you do faith. So when nobody is seeing you, so that when you finish this way, you can come out and you're talking and you're smiling with style like me. You see this tie? It happens once in a decade. It has happened for this decade. The next one will happen the next decade. Do you understand? So just enjoy today. Praise God. But have your faith room where you say a lot of things. He said, why are you cast down? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him. He was talking to himself. Who is the health of my countenance and my God? Put up NLT. Ah, yeah. Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? So he wasn't talking to anybody. He was himself. Put up Amplified. Amplified. Glory to God. Let's read together Amplified. 1, 2, 3, go. Why are you cast down? Oh, my inner self. Why should you mourn over me and be disquieted within me? Hope in God. So there is a place for preaching to yourself. Not in your heart. Say it verbally. Your heart. Say this, your heart is nonsense. Start talking. All this. So how do you feel? I'm so depressed. When you're depressed, address yourself. Hold this a meeting for yourself. Sit yourself down and begin to talk. Look at this. In Psalm 43 verse 5. Mutter in tongues wherever you are. Mutter in tongues. Just under your breath. Psalm 43 verse 5. Go back to King James. You see that same prayer. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? So it wasn't once. So it's not what you say once. Whenever. So the first thing confession will affect is you. When you have things you want to say, you know God wants for you, but your heart is not in the mood to believe it. It's time to address yourself. I didn't get a point. Begin to talk to yourself. Begin to talk to yourself. You are sick. But because many people, I'm speaking by the Spirit, because many people have prayed for you over that case and it has not been healed, you are gradually beginning to even doubt whether you will be healed of that. You are not actually doubting the power of God. You know God can heal, but somehow, when prayer is about being made, you kind of don't believe you'll be healed of that. Now, address yourself. Sit there. I'm going to talk to yourself. Why do you doubt? Don't you know that God is he that healeth you? Talk to yourself and get scripture. Stay on the word, for instance. Read scriptures. I'll tell you a good place to read when you're sick. Go to the four gospels. Begin to read all those places where Jesus, do you know, there was no single case that Jesus met that was not healed. Not one. That's enough confidence for me. No single case. Psalm 62 verse 5. 62 verse 5. Oh, my soul, wait thou upon God. I'm going to show you. A man was addressing himself. So what are you going to tell your soul tonight? That's where confession starts from. Hallelujah. I've told you about Abraham. How did Abraham have a child in 1 year? What God promised in 75? In 1 year, after God did something to him, he had that baby in 1 year. What did God do? God changed his name. He said, from now you shall be Abraham. Do you know what that meant? Every day. What is your name? I am the father of many nations. So he was talking to himself, I am the father of many nations. I am. So by saying that constantly, his heart grew to believe it. Because already doubting, he told God, let Ishmael be the heir. He was doubting. God said, well, from now, I'll give you a name. So every time you say it, your heart, you are schooling your heart. School yourself in faith. I heard from Brother Hagen. You can school yourself in faith. You don't need pastor sometimes. Mountains are going to crumble in this place. And it's the fall before you. Because you will school yourself in the supernatural. You will school yourself in faith. You know, I just spoke about somebody's result a few minutes ago. And then your heart doesn't even believe it. Sit down and begin to talk to yourself. Talk to yourself. You know, after, when I was talking about the religious warfare, do you realize that Psalm 103, the whole of Psalm 103, was not the psalmist talking to you. He was talking to himself. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not his benefits. Who forgives all thine? Who is the thine there? Himself. So he was addressing himself, teaching himself, so you can school yourself in the supernatural. I get the point. Who healeth all your diseases? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the next time you make a mistake and there is so much guilt in your heart, begin to school yourself in the word of his grace. My God forgives all my sins. That confession at that time is not affecting any situation. It's not even affecting God. It's not moving any Satan. It is you. Are you getting the point? Begin to school yourself in faith. Begin to school yourself in faith. Oh, you've known so much lack. You don't even know what it means again to live in abundance. You don't even know what it means again to live in abundance. To live in abundance. Begin to school yourself. There is such a thing as abundance. There is such a thing as having so much. There is such a thing as not begging. There is such a thing as having more than enough. There is such a thing as having so much. He says, can it happen? There is such a thing as having too much. There is such a thing as not having to beg for the major things, for the basic things of life. There is such a thing. But your heart doesn't believe it. School yourself. School yourself. Are you getting the point? School yourself. Talk to yourself. Take 3 minutes. Say something to yourself. Talk to yourself. Come on. Talk to yourself. Not to your heart. Talk to yourself. Address your soul. Address your heart. That place where doubt has dominated. Begin to talk to yourself. Not in tongues. Talk to yourself. Oh, my soul. Whoosh. Talk to yourself. Talk to yourself. Don't you know, my soul, that the Lord maketh people rich? Don't you know, my soul, that the Lord increaseth men, and he causeth things to turn around in their favor? Don't you know, my soul, that nothing has ever gone wrong with him? Don't you know that he has given his angels charge over you? That as you step and talk to yourself, come on. At this point, you are not addressing the situation, you are addressing yourself. Oh, come on, talk to yourself. You can increase the volume. Yeah? You can be louder. You can be louder. You don't murmur to yourself. You talk to yourself to your hearing. Talk to yourself to your... That's why it says, so you lock the door. You lock the door. My heart, do not be afraid. Because I sense upon about 7 of you here, the strong manifestation of the spirit of fear. So much fear. So much fear. Oh, talk to your soul. My soul, Henry, God has not given you the spirit of fear. So you cannot be scared. You cannot be afraid. Oh, ya peleteya. For don't you know that when the enemy shall rise like a flood, that the spirit of the Lord always raises the standard against them. He has never failed anybody. Harry, he's not going to fail you. He will always stand there for you. He has given his angels charge over you, Henry. Therefore, anything that wants to go wrong, angels are watching. So Henry, calm down. Be still, Henry, and know that he is God. And know that he is God. Woo! He has never failed in healing any sickness. And so, Henry, he's not going to start with you. This is not going to start with you. And so this sickness is not unto death. Ooh. He is going to take glory from this. Share with yourself. School yourself in faith. Talk to yourself. Address yourself. My soul, magnify the Lord. My spirit, praise his holy name. Whoosh. He's not singing to the devil, you're talking to yourself. Amaram norapohikwam odoro manya nampoke bidolo ya elu agamara nonyewe dike amaram nonyewe nonso. He's not just near, he lives inside of me. Amaram norapohikwam amaram nampoke bidolo ya elu agamara nonyewe yamera tule kukikam nonyere helelanya buruburu nujo nihi na monwe buchine keki henga wakiume ngegere kiaka ngeji akari. Engage your country.
Bless your what he did you.
Jehovah Sinaya genye regiaka. Jehovah genye regiaka. Engage your country. Bless your mume. Kaya balada bashandia. Bagide. Jehovah genyere gi aka. Alpha and Omega. Okay, genyere gi aka. Aya balada bashandia. Akandi. Whoosh. Mgbe ike gwuru obi n'ụwa o mere mgbidi Jericho weda. Just pray. Mgbe olileanya ma adịghị kwa ọzọ eze mere nwaanyị a ga-ekoro ụmụ asaa ọ dịghị ihe onye iro ga-eme onye mụ na ya so bụ dike. Na nilegide Jesus anya mara na onye na-efe adịghị mfe mbike gwuru obi m ụwa na fukose oke ifufe nke ụwa ọ na-achọ n'onye oge buru jide okwukwe gị elele anya n'azụ mara na onye na-efe adịghị mfe. That is a God we serve. Mbike gwuru obi m ụwa na fukose oke ifufe nke ụwa ọ na-achọ n'onye oge buru jide okwukwe gị elele anya n'azụ mara na onye na-efe adịghị mfe. Mara na onye na-efe adịghị mfe. My soul magnify the Lord. Address your soul tonight. Let my spirit praise his name.
For them could not hold Jesus captive. Even in that grave,
even in that mess,
Jesus is Lord.
Hey, yeah.
Even in that grave,
yes,
Jesus is Lord.
One more time.
My soul magnify the Lord.
Let my spirit,
let my spirit could not hold Jesus captive.
Yes.
Even in the grave, Jesus is Lord.
Hey,
even in the grave, Jesus is Lord.
And so, yeah. You know, you're not praying, you're talking to yourself, right? Say a lot of things to yourself. When the Lord tells you something that is so difficult to believe, tell it to yourself many times. Once has it been said, twice have we heard that power, hey, Abalatation, belongs to God. When He tells you once, say it to yourself a couple of times. When the Lord said, I'm going to take you far. Say it to yourself every day. The Lord is going to take you far. Henry, say it until it becomes a living reality. When He says it once, repeat it to yourself again. Tell yourself again. I'm giving you another 2 minutes. Pick everything God has said to you. Begin to say them to yourself. Ah. Address yourself with everything God has said to you about 2021. Begin to tell it to yourself. Once has it been said, twice have we heard. Why did we hear it twice? Because we said it to ourselves twice. So we can say it a couple of times. Hey, the Lord has given Enugu to my hands. He has given Enugu to my hands. Oh, my soul, did you hear that the Lord has given this land unto me? Did you hear that next year is the year of the supernatural? Did you hear, my soul, that we're going to raise the dead next year? Say it and say it and say it and say it and say it. That next year it shall be noised abroad about the supernatural doings. Say, let it come out there. From this place, did you hear, my soul? Don't talk to yourself a couple of times. I feel the power of God so strong here. Address you. Address you. When the Lord says it once, say it a couple of times. Say it many, many, many times. Once has it been said, twice have we heard that all power belongs to God. All power. 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 Hey, Abalatish. Oh, a couple of times the Lord has said, I'm going to heal you. And yes, we've not seen the healing. Begin to talk to your heart right now. The Lord said He will heal you. The Lord said He will heal you. Address your heart. Tell yourself a couple of times. Tell yourself. Tell yourself. Tell yourself. This time nobody wants to hear it. Only you should hear it. Keep announcing it to yourself. Feel your everywhere with everything God has said. Feel everywhere. Feel everywhere. Feel everywhere. The Lord said He will make you rich. The Lord will make me rich. The Lord makes me rich. And I keep hearing it strongly in my heart. Strongly in my heart. Strongly in my heart. I keep hearing it. He said, I should say unto you that the blessings of God, it makes rich. It adds no sorrow. He said, I will bless you with that blessing that maketh rich and adds no sorrow. So keep saying to yourself, I'm not going to compromise for it. For His blessings makes rich. It doesn't bring any sorrow. And so my soul, the Lord will make you rich. I say a lot to myself, my soul, the Lord will bless you. Sit down right there and address yourself. My soul, you will have the good things of life. You will enjoy in this life. You will eat the good of the land. For yes, you are obedient. You've obeyed that gospel you heard. So my soul, good days are here. Good days are here. Good days are here. Go ahead and pray in the Holy Ghost. Good days are here. Good days are here. Wamanyana, good days are here. Good days are here. For he has spoken it. Good days are here. Hey, mananiana na maniana na na machine na na. For good days are here. Oh, blessed days are here. Good days are here. Once has it been said, twice have we heard, that all power belongs to God. And so good days are here. 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 I've seen so much about the miraculous in my dream. Since then, to begin to talk to myself, you are that man that walk miracles. Henry, do you know you walk miracles? Do you know you open blind eyes? School yourself in the word of God. Tell yourself what God has said. A lot of that. That's why you begin to learn how to give psalms. There is a psalm rising in your heart right now. You can begin to say it. Flourish, flourish, says the Lord. I will cause you to flourish. I will cause you to flourish. The Lord causes me to flourish. And there is no failing anywhere. And so I flourish like the palm tree planted by the riverside. I bear my fruit in season and out of season. For say the Spirit of the Lord. Ha 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 ha. Flourishing days are here. Wow. Sit down. Sit down. Let me close. Good days are here. Shamanianananianus. Sit down. Wow. Good days are here. Shamanianananananananusura de Rakash. That's why I started the way I started. I told you. There are many things the Lord will say to you. Many people don't need to believe it. You have to own it. Start saying it to yourself a couple of times. Everywhere you are. Until your heart. That's the first direction a confession goes. That's why people say things like, I've been saying it. It's not working. No. The first saying is not to affect the situation. Your heart has to align to it. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Because your heart has to believe what you are saying. He said, if you believe in your heart and say. So that all those first rates of saying, it's not like God is deaf. No, it's not even God you're addressing. You're aligning your heart. So the first thing is aligning your heart. The second thing confession affects are spirits. Spirits. I won't say much about this. Spirits, generally angels and demons. I've explained this before, right? Once you begin to talk, let me tell you what is happening to spirits. Angels are taking notes. They are taking notes. Psalm 103 verse 20. 103 verse 20. You will see angels take note when you talk. Look what he said. He says, Psalm 103 verse 20. He said, bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto what? The voice of his word. So when you say something, when you speak, when you give voice to the word of God, angels take note of it. And so you see the things you're saying tonight, apart from things shifting your heart and making you believe it the more, angels are taking note of them. And they bring it to come to pass. Whenever you are talking, let me teach you something, and then I proceed from here. Whenever you are talking, never forget that you are not the only one listening to yourself. Angels are listening to you too. Don't forget this thing. Look at something. In Matthew, look at something. Is it Matthew now? Luke rather 24 verse 4. I know this blessed me recently. I preached from here. I've mentioned this thing before. But it blessed me in a special way today when I was thinking about it. He said, and it came to pass as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. This was when Jesus rose from the dead. So two men, angels, they were angels actually sitting there. So the women were scared. Listen to what they said. Verse 5. And as they were afraid and bowed down their face to the earth, and they said unto them, and what did the angel say to them? Why seek ye what? Talk back to me. Why seek ye the living? Now, look at verse 6. He is not here, but he's risen. Look at what he said. He said he is risen. They now went further. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee. Okay? Saying the Son of Man must deliver into the hands of sinful men and be crucified. And the third day rise again. So, Jesus rose as he said. So prior to Jesus rising, he has been saying that he will rise. So he had released his faith ahead of death. That when he died, he rose again. Do you know you can say so much about life and about when you will die, that even when that time comes, if you die, you are coming back. You've said a lot. But that's not even my attention. My attention is the fact that when Jesus was saying those things, he was talking to men. But actually, angels were there taking note of what he said. So when it was time that he died, after 3 days, everything had to come together. Angels had to do everything, to roll away the stone, to make sure that as he said, on the third day he must rise. I think it was Matthew's rendering of this verse that said, he is not here, he is risen as he said. So he just rose exactly the way he said it. He said, well, is that not, is rising from the dead not God's will? Does Jesus really need to release the power of God to rise from the dead? Yes. If he didn't say it, he would have died and stayed there. So every day he kept saying, I will die, but I will rise. I will rise. On the third day. How did he know he will rise? God had told him. I didn't get the point. Are you getting what I'm saying at all? So what did he do? He kept saying it. Who was he talking to? To people and to himself. Who else was taking note? Angels were taking note to bring it to come to pass. That's the power of confession. So the things you are saying tonight, angels are taking note. Why do you think I can stand here and I say things like, hey, that deaf ear, be stopped now. Angels are around here with notepad, taking my orders. I get what I'm saying? So once I do it, they go and execute it. So angels are taking note. Angels are taking note. Praise God. And then finally, I said there are 3 things that respond when you talk, right? Number one, I said you're talking to yourself. Your heart is aligning. Secondly, spirits, angels, and even demons. Even demons. That's why you mind what you say. When you begin to say things like, I'm finished, you're activating demons. They're taking notes too. Your words affect spirits. Hallelujah. Don't make criminal statements against your faith. I'm finished. I'm confused. My life is a mess. I'm depressed. Who said you are depressed? Let me say this to you. The born again spirit has never been depressed. Never. 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 He that sits in heaven will laugh. Who sits in heaven? Huh? He that stayed in heaven will laugh. Ephesians 2 verse 6, he made us sit together with him in heavenly places. We are the ones sitting in heaven. We are the ones that laugh. So the born again spirit is never depressed. I know what I'm talking about. So I'm saying, I'm depressed. Don't know what I've passed through. I'm finished. I'm confused. Then even as I'm saying this, that I'm preaching, I'm trying to explain to you, my eye is even turning my stomach. Why will you be talking like that? Why will you be talking like that? When you're saying those things, demons are taking notes to what is she saying? Hallelujah. When you say I'm depressed, they say, hey, spirit of depression. You see, you got a new customer right here. Praise God. So angels are taking note. The last thing that happens when you're talking is that situations are aligning. I'll stop here for now. Praise God. I thought I would not take time. Situations are aligning. Mark 11:23. If you shall say to this mountain, he said, if you say, it shall move. So your words, first of all, affects you. It affects spirits. Those spirits it affects, we now go to work out those situations. So do I do a little teaching on money now? That's how money responds. Whenever you pray about money, don't stop. Release angels to go and work it out to make money come to you. The angels will go and fix the thing and deliver it to you. Life. Do we try something here? How much do you need urgently? There's not something you need. Don't tell me 20 million. What you need urgently, because why I want to do this is to show you, because it's when you begin to receive some of this small cash that your heart can now begin to stretch to see how much do you need urgently between now and Sunday. So you have it in your heart. You have it in your heart. Praise God. Well, if you need 100 naira here, I'm the answer to your prayer. Come and collect it. It's done already. Praise God. Okay. I'm not asking you to ask for anything foolish. No, not you can ask is too much. But we just, when you ask for something that are too big, it's not God that will say, I will not give you. Your heart will start laughing at you. Before you get that kind of money, you have to school your heart to believe that it can receive it. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's true. So just let's see, what do you need urgently between now and Sunday? And put it up. Now, put it in your heart. Say with me, say, thank you, Father, for you provide for my needs. Say, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, because everything responds to you. Thank you, Father, because silver and gold are yours. Thank you, Father, because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Thank you, Father, because nothing belongs to Satan. Nothing belongs to Satan. Therefore, Satan, take your hands off my finances. Take your hands off my finances. Angels, angels, move now and bring this amount of money. Call it. Say, angels, move now and bring this amount of money between now and Sunday. Between now and Sunday. Pray in the Holy Ghost for like 3 minutes with those words. Pray in the Holy Ghost. This is a faith meeting. I think next year we're going to hold a lot of faith seminars next year. Because I sense the Lord saying to me, you have to teach more on this thing. I just sense it right now. Just pray with those words. Light of the world, you step down into darkness. You opened my eyes. You let me see the beauty that makes this heart of mine adore you. Oh, for a life spent with you. So here I am to worship. Oh, here I am to bow down. And here I am to say that you are my God.
You're all together, Lord.
All together.
All together, Lord. All together.
Now, I don't know how what you pray will happen, but I know one thing. He's a great God. He's a great God. He's a great
God. All I know.
One more time.
All I know, say, he's a great.
He's a great God. How you about the other?
He's a great God, all I know.
Heaven speaks of your glory, and the earth of your beauty. Your love is new every morning, and your faithfulness is ever strong. Say, heaven speaks of your glory, and the earth of your beauty. Your love is new every morning, and your faithfulness is ever sure.
Hey.
You are the great and mighty God, so greatly to be praised, beautiful in all situations. Let's start to our feet,
you
come on.
You are the joy of the whole world.
Hey,
so greatly to be praised, beautiful in all situations. You are the joy of the whole world,
and heaven speaks of your glory,
and the head of your beauty. Your love is new every morning, and your faithfulness is
speaks ever strong.
One more time, see.
For heaven speaks of your glory, and the earth of your beauty. Your love is new every morning, and your faithfulness is ever strong.
See.
You are the great and mighty God, so greatly to be praised. Beautiful in all situations.
You are
the great and mighty God.
Yeah,
so greatly to be praised. Beautiful in all situations. You are the joy of the whole world.
Oh, song, how many of my spirits?
Something's moving. Something's changing. See His glory. This is heaven on earth. Something's moving.
This is
heaven on earth. Something's moving. Something's changing. See His glory. This is heaven.
What about I say?
Something's moving.
Hey, yeah.
Something is changing. See His glory. This is heaven.
What do you say?
There is lightning and thunder.
Miracles and wonders. The tongues of many waters. Heaven on earth. Lightning and thunder. Miracles and wonders. The tongues of many waters. Heaven on earth. Oh, heaven on earth.
It's okay. You know, something has changed. Watch out. Between now and Sunday. Listen. Forget about how it's going to be done. But if there are leadings in your heart, just obey it, okay? If God is saying meet this person or make this call or put out that stuff out, watch between now and Sunday. It's done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
For more information, inquiry or prayer request, please visit our website at www.henryonyedikachi.com.